Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Mully and Haw. Live and local. Chicago sports talk for your morning on 670 The Score.
You've had such a long process with this. Pick is not contingent on what anyone else does. You have the top pick. You've talked throughout publicly as though Caleb is the plan. Are you set on making him your quarterback now?
So, unfortunately, it's one of those things I think everyone's got to tune in on Thursday to watch and figure out. But I feel really good about our process and where we are and where we're headed. So, we know what we're going to do. Everyone's going to have to wait until Thursday to go there.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Well, here's the deal. There's really no quarterback room to speak of. Let's be honest.
It's a walk-in closet. It's a foyer. It's kind of a studio apartment, whatever you want to say. It's not very big, and it's going to get more crowded. And Caleb Williams is going to basically, he gets
pick of the bedroom.
He can sleep on the top bunk, the bottom bunk, wherever he wants to sleep. It's his room.
That's right.
It's his room. And people will get on board. Look, we're going to get to the stadium stuff coming at noon. We'll talk about that coming up. But we need to finish this idea that Caleb Williams, there are detractors out there. I think there still are, but I think the group is much smaller now than months ago.
But I mean, howl at the moon if you wish. But life, Caleb Williams is inevitable. He is on the way. He is going to be the quarterback. He's the only guy they brought in. He canceled his other visits. They have reached a point where we all know what the future holds.
And that's the good news, people.
That's right.
That's not only the good news, that's the best news this organization has received in a very, very long time.
Bob is in Englewood. Hey, Bob.
Good morning.
Morning to you, buddy.
Hi, Bob.
Just my opinion.
Yep.
And my opinion only.
Sure.
He'll be a bust. He won't last the whole season. And he'll be out for the season by week.
Why do you
I
say
hang
that?
Up and listen to
no,
you
no, 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 I don't know.
No, no,
explain,
no, no, no.
Explain.
What?
Why?
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 What are you basing it on?
Yeah, what don't you like about?
I don't like him. I won't never like him.
Why?
And he shouldn't be here.
Why don't you like
because
him?
Because he shouldn't.
But that's
not a reason.
He got all these pieces for another person to make sure his success in the NFL was right, but you didn't do that to the kids you traded to Pittsburgh.
So you're mad about Justin Fields. You're mad about Justin Fields, and so you don't want Caleb to succeed, or you believe he's not capable?
I'd rather have Jaden Daniels.
Okay. That's a different argument, but thanks for the phone call.
Yeah.
Look, I think that when you talk about the allegiance to Justin Fields that some people like Bob still have, it's hard. It's a hard fact to accept for those kinds of people. But the league told you what Justin Fields is at this stage of his career.
You got a sixth round pick for Justin Fields.
You were the bottom of the league in passing the last two seasons.
You traded your starting quarterback for a sixth round pick.
It's a passing league. Due respect to his competitiveness, his professionalism, his ability to create highlight reel plays on a consistent basis with his legs. He wasn't the thrower the Bears needed him to be. It's time to move on.
Jeff is on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. On the White Sox, I was thinking, I don't want Ozzie this year. I'd say let the bench coach deal with the mess the rest of the year. Bring Ozzie in spring training, develop his culture there, and develop the team. 2017, the top two of the top three prospects in the minor leagues. Number one, Adam Benintendi. Number three, Yoan Moncada. Mm-hmm. We got them, and they're no good. Dan Orlovsky said if J.J. McCarthy goes to the Vikings, he sees him as the NFL Offensive Rookie of the Year. What do you think about that? I'll listen.
I think that's a good way to get noticed and to get name-checked on a regular basis, because if that's part of your job description and role, then he did a good job. I think Caleb Williams will have a better rookie season than J.J. McCarthy, even if J.J. McCarthy goes to the Vikings. That's what I think.
I think if J.J. McCarthy goes to the Vikings, I hope that they don't start him right away, that they develop him.
I agree with that.
Caleb Williams is a guy that's going to come into the NFL and play immediately. I'm not sure that J.J. should do that. And I want that kid to be successful.
It's a good distinction to make, and I think that you can root for him to succeed as an NFL quarterback, and the best way for that to happen might be to delay his ascension to the starter, because that doesn't look like a team that is one quarterback away from making a playoff run. I think he's in good hands in Kevin O'Connell as his head coach, and certainly with Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison to throw to, it's a nice warm nest for a quarterback to crawl into, but take your time, develop him wisely, and learn from previous history, most recent history, that you don't want to rush guys to the field.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to play enough to be the rookie of the year. That's just my opinion of him if he ends up in Minnesota. I'm not trying to be.
Good point.
I like him a ton. Ryan is in Oak Lawn. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Justin Fields never had a fighting chance in Chicago. That's all I got to say about that. It is, I mean, he had one target for Darnell Mooney, no offensive line, and they didn't do right by him. So you're going to have this kid, Caleb Williams, come in. He's got all the weapons. And if he's not successful, then it's another terrible quarterback signing or draft.
Yeah, I am not going to argue with you on the last part. We're going to have to wait and see on it. As far as Caleb Williams coming in and Justin Fields leaving, did Justin Fields get a clean shake? Did he get all the things that you needed in order for him to have the most success? I would agree that didn't happen, but I would just want to point out to you that he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
He's gone.
Yeah.
There's absolutely blank all you can do about the situation he found himself in.
It's
a different world.
It's a different world. It's time to move on.
It's different.
Yeah, and I understand why people will always believe that. And I don't think it's arguable that the Bears did not do right by Justin Fields. It's also
fair.
Ancient history at this point.
Yeah, it's fair to complain about it, and there's nothing for it now. Hopefully they learn from that. Hopefully everybody learned from that. And it looks like they got a pretty decent team in place right now for Caleb Williams to come in and have success. And one of the reasons, you know, you're talking about not just one but two draft picks. Who knows? Have the Bears already talked to these guys and told them that they're going to be teammates?
Well, they can't do that.
I know, but
they
I'm
can't
just
do
saying,
that.
They could tell.
Well, they could
Caleb
tell
Williams,
them that. They could tell Caleb Williams they're going to try to get Roma Dunze.
Thank you.
But they can try
and then
fail.
Caleb can say, "Wow, you know, I really like him. I've looked at him.
I'm going to book the same flight as him."
The two of them are on the same flight heading to Detroit.
And what did I say earlier?
And you said
they're ready to take off.
There you go.
Bears are ready to take off.
There you go. They took a photo together.
How about that?
And he's apparently thrown him a pass already. And he said he went on Twitter and said that he said, "Blank man, you know, spit, man. I'm really happy to see my buddy Roma Dunze. I'm a big fan.
They're buddies, and they pose together, and Roma Dunze is also somebody that you, the more you hear from him, the more you want to hear from him. And I think when you talk about his ability to kind of just ingratiate himself into Bears fans,
yes,
he's ready for this moment.
And Big Z put his mock out, and he's got Roma Dunze coming to the Bears at 9. Let's just take a listen to Roma Dunze talking about some of the comparisons that have been made and how he's embraced them. This is him on Kenny Clark, on his Kevin Clark. I'm sorry, on Kevin Clark's podcast. What's it called?
It is the This Is Football podcast.
This is football.
You've been compared by a bunch of people, a couple of different comps. I heard Chris Sims the other day comp you to Davante Adams first, then Keenan Allen second. Two pretty good guys to be comped to. Obviously, two superstars who made a lot of money and won a lot of big games. Is there a guy that you study, whether it's those two guys or anybody else, where you say, this is the type of guy I want to be at the NFL room?
Yeah, that's actually crazy that you say that. Those are two of the top guys that I watch film on. Keenan Allen, definitely, and Davante Adams, 100%. I watch their game a lot. Their route running, their releases. You know, I try and emulate some of the skills that they have into my game. So, yeah, I think those are pretty spot on.
I love it.
He also said that he looks at Davante Adams and he does a thing on the line where he crosses his feet. And he's been practicing. It's like a guy that saw a dance move, so he's going to incorporate that dance move. It's like you doing, you know, Man with a String when you're out there on the floor.
Me?
Yeah.
Me specifically?
You've stolen that Man on a String move.
Okay. I do. I have a ton of rhythm. When you see me, you think rhythm. I know you do.
I love you. Me?
Yeah. So when he compares himself, not compared, but when he wants to mimic Davante Adams, you just get excited because you've seen video of Roma Dunze, or maybe if you watch your share of Washington games, you know that it's not really an exaggeration based on the way Davante Adams came into the league.
I think he's got some. Honestly,
he's got the physicality.
I think he's got some fits to him, and that's the greatest compliment I can give you.
Larry Fitzgerald,
as a receiver.
Yeah,
I thought Larry Fitzgerald was one of the best wide receivers I've ever seen. I love that guy as a player. You get a quarterback with that receiver, and you know who doesn't love DJ Moore? And you know what? I'm going to emulate Keenan Allen. They got Keenan Allen.
They
you
got
can
Keenan
learn during
Allen.
Practice.
They have
you
DJ Moore.
You can pick
Moore.
His brain.
They have.
What, I mean, what room's better, the quarterback room or the wide receiver room?
Wide receiver room would be more proven, certainly. And when you go into next year, if those are your three receivers, you'd feel better about that position than any other on your team.
The Bears would have the forward pass.
How about that? The Bears would have arguably one of the top five receiving corps in all of football. Already they might have the best one of the top five tandems in DJ Moore and Keenan Allen. You add to that, goodness sakes, the Bears are going to score some points, and they're going to have a defense that's going to keep, you know, be able to protect the lead, and that would be what gets people excited. Now, we both believe that the Bears, if they stay at 9 and Adunze is on the board, that is the way they should go.
Let's go. Let's go.
But we also have to keep open the possibility. If J.J. McCarthy comes flying up and he goes to the Vikings at 4 after they make a trade, and the first four guys off the board are quarterbacks, it bears repeating, what would the Bears do then? If the first four picks are quarterbacks, you're sitting there at 5 and the Chargers are on the clock, and maybe they're thinking, well, Jim Harbaugh, well, we don't need this or that. We're willing to make a deal.
You're going to move up for Marvin Harrison Jr.
I'm asking if that would be something you would consider.
About,
I still think I would.
Alt? Would you move up for Alt?
I don't know that I would move up that far for a left tackle. I would understand it, but I don't think the Bears are compelled to do it. Because I don't know that I would have him as my number one overall player on the draft board, whereas I think some people conceivably would have Marvin Harrison Jr., the number one player on their draft board. I still understand value in waiting. I don't want to overstate my interest in doing that. I think it's some, you know, we got carried away with Dave and earlier this week and everything, but conventional wisdom still says the thing to do is to wait at 9. If Adunze is there, you take him and you're laughing.
Well, this is my point.
But if you have an opportunity for Marvin Harrison Jr., I don't know that you want to just dismiss it. You have to consider everything.
Yeah, I'm considering everything. And as I said to you before, and this is my honest to God belief about the draft, there is a gift. There is a gift. It could be Roma Dunze. I hope it is. It could be Malik Nabers. Wow, wouldn't that be something? Maybe we haven't done enough homework on him.
Maybe not. Maybe enough.
It could even be Marvin Harrison Jr. Didn't someone write a story about him?
Mike Tannenbaum, I think, has his mock draft. The guy who's the former GM.
Trying to fall to the Bears?
Yes, I think he might have been on the 33rd team.
But there's a gift, and the gift is coming. And all you got to do, you got to gratefully and gracefully wait until it's handed to you, and then you embrace that.
And you cradle
gift.
It.
That's
and
it.
You cradle it. And then, you and cherish then, it.
And that's it.
You do all the things that you do with gifts that you appreciate.
Do. That's it.
I want to get back to one thing, though, Dan Weider said that I think resonates loudly and is worth remembering. Bears fans can do whatever they want with the draft, but I think that the way he put it is why he's such an excellent writer. I think you want to be in a position as a Bears fan, and this is what you're feeling like. You celebrate the opportunity. Mm. I don't know that you're in a position yet to celebrate the achievement or the accomplishment. Because really, the Bears are still in the midst of this rebuild. And I know it's exciting and it's fun and it's enthusiasm and all the things that haven't really existed as we have been so cynical about the Bears for so very long. You celebrate this opportunity, though, because it is rare. But you still have yet to achieve anything. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. But I think you can look at this for what it is. And it is a rare chance to take a major step forward with your organization and where you want to go, and that's closer to a Super Bowl.
You're getting me fired up. Now you
just, it's the time to be fired up, Mully.
Now you're toying with my emotions.
It's time to get fired up. Now, I think at noon today, we'll find out how fired up people want to get about the stadium project.
Yeah, I don't think it relates. Eric's in Libertyville. Hey, Eric.
Hey, gentlemen. Yeah, that's exactly why I was calling. David made a great point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is the best thing to happen to the Chicago Bears in a very long time. What's one more season for all the detractors out there that want to maybe hate on a first-round draft pick? They're building something. I think you talk to any Cubs fan that waited for that rebuild to come to fruition, all the NL pennants that they were able to make it to. It's a really exciting time, and I think everybody should have a little bit of optimism, but I understand the caution that Bears fans have, right? Me being one of them,
it's earned.
It'd be great to break that curve.
It would be great. You're right, but it's earned skepticism. You are familiar with the feeling of being disappointed, deflated, and in looking at October as the month that you already kind of feel like your team has let you down.
The football gods are smiling upon the Bears. Mike is on the road. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing? I just wanted to chime in and say that I think the Bears, if you're talking about doing the best thing for the team, it would be to trade back and get Jaden Daniels. And I mean, you set yourself up.
It's not happening.
For a long
it's
time not happening, with those Mike. First picks. It might not happen.
No,
but
no it's not happening.
I want it
no,
to
it
happen.
Is not,
because
it
I
is
want,
not happening. It's not happening.
Yeah, we've now cut off Mike.
I don't mean to cut off Mike, or be rude, but it's not happening.
Did we lose Mike?
Let Mike come back.
Mike, are you there? Oh, man. Mike?
Hey, Mike.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah.
We didn't mean to cut you off. It's just
I just wanna see David's head like Scanners or Clayton Bigsby.
David's head would blow up.
You're so sold on Caleb Williams, and I'm not sold on him.
All right, buddy. Oh,
okay.
Thank you, Mike.
I'm sold on reality, and the reality is they're not trading out of the number one spot. And you can argue whether or not Caleb Williams is a guy that's worthy of all the praise or the hype. But those are two different things.
Scanners was like from the 80s?
I don't know.
70s? It's like a movie where
interpret that for me.
Guy's heads blew up.
Oh, is my head going to blow up if Caleb Williams is bad?
Yeah, your head would literally explode.
That would be ugly.
Well, it would be horrible.
That would be terrible.
I don't think you'd get over
Imagine
that.
Imagine the mess.
Well, it's not just the
mess. It would be worse than you spilling coffee.
It would be hard. That's right. It's bad enough if I can't get my coffee.
All right, when we come back, we need to get into some of the restate the nitty-gritty about what exactly is going to happen at noon today and what we know about the details.
312-644-6767. Mullion Haw on the score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Mornings with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Just to be clear on the stadium, if everything comes together, yes. You guys have said the focus is now the lakefront.
Yep.
Everything comes together, all the obstacles, the money. The plan is to put a shovel on the ground on the lakefront, or does Arlington Heights get a chance to come back?
And the plan would be to put a shovel on the ground on the lakefront.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That is Kevin Warren, the Bears president, the man in charge of getting this building done, the man who was hired for that purpose, wants to build a dome stadium on the lakefront right next to where Soldier Field currently is. They would take that down. They would roll the money still owed on the Soldier Field rehab, whatever.
Renovation.
$629 million.
So, yeah.
They would, $1 million, roll that in as part of the public $2.3 billion?
Well, okay, so the shindig today at Soldier Field's at noon.
Thank you.
They're going to unveil the renderings, which will get people very excited, and it will be the domed stadium museum campus with all the restaurant, the sports museum, the walkway to Northerly Island, all the things that we're going to be like, oh, did you see that? And we'll talk about it tomorrow. This is also going to be part of it. I don't know if they're going to announce this today or go into it, but this was in the Tribune, thankfully. Nice job. Nice job, Chicago Tribune, in getting this information. A $4.6 billion price tag is on this project. It's going to be $3.2 billion to build the stadium and $1.4 billion in proposed infrastructure improvements. Now, $4.6 is the total. $2.3 billion the Bears have pledged of their own money, of their own part of this. They're going to ask, basically, according to the story, for $2.3 billion in public financing. It's an audacious ask. It's a heavy public burden, and I just don't know how they're going to go about getting it done.
This is from that Tribune story. This is the sports economist J.C. Bradbury, who is voicing a common concern among economists. He said that whatever public money is earmarked for the stadium would be better spent on other public projects or returned to taxpayers. And here's the quote. Fool me once, shame on me. Fool me twice, shame on me. He said shame on you and shame on me. I changed. The Bears aren't going to leave one of the most iconic football markets in the country. Tell the Bears to pay for their own damn stadium, and if they don't like it, to go jump in Lake Michigan.
And to make the plan a reality, the Bears are going to want the Illinois General Assembly, which is why this is happening today, because of the assembly calendar. They want the General Assembly to approve new bonding for the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority, which carries the debt for prior projects at Soldier Field and Guaranteed Rate Field. And this would happen over the next, wait for it, 40 years. 40 years. And sources say the Bears' plan calls for debt to be repaid without raising the 2% hotel tax that currently goes to ISFA. 40 years. Our children's children will still be paying for this if they live in the city of Chicago. It's, an audacious ask.
It's high time those imaginary grandchildren got up and running and off their dead... they're more imagined than real.
It's more imagined than real. Yeah. I'm just putting it in those terms. But the $629 million, it is still from the last time we went down this road with Soldier Field or with the Bears home, the home of the Bears. And that money is being rolled into this debt. And so I think that given everything that's going on in the state and the city, it seems like a matter of priorities that are worth being questioned here, because it's a lot of money for a sports facility being built by a franchise worth $6 billion, according to Forbes.
Wheel of Fortune is like a really popular game show, and they say part of the reason it is because it is a simple type of idea. There are a lot of bells and whistles, and the wheel is moving, and people will sit there and kind of jaw agape, watch it. They better have a Wheel of Fortune type hypnotic event this afternoon.
You think so?
If they're going to pull
spin
this
the wheel?
I mean,
yeah.
I know that I love the renderings and the draw, and as long as I can stare at that and not think about tax or whatever. But when you get down to the nitty gritty,
yeah.
I wouldn't abandon the idea that they're heading to Arlington Heights, the 197.
I wouldn't either, because they'd be better off spinning a roulette wheel today,
yeah,
and maybe seeing if they could win and spend. Because I don't know that this is going to get very far. We know why, according to Politico.com this morning, the McCaskies have enlisted a new team of lobbyists who are well-versed in how Springfield works.
Mm.
There's no fewer than seven names on that list. So they have – this is their front seven, if you will. They're going to try to sell legislators downstate on the idea that this $2.3 billion that the public needs to kick in to get this done is worthwhile. And I'm sure they're going to have economic impact numbers. I'm sure they're going to have grandiose rhetoric like, you know what, make no small plans, because this is what we do in Chicago.
I love that rhetoric.
I love it too.
But it doesn't mean that we should be paying public dough to private organizations. It's a publicly owned building.
You can talk that way.
They're going to pay for half it.
But if you're going to call yourself fiscally responsible, Kevin Warren, act like it.
Let me play you a cut from Greg Hines. We've had him on before, and he is the Cranes reporter. And he was talking with BBM yesterday about the whole leverage idea.
You're talking about the White Sox now.
I'm talking about there's another project on there.
Okay.
And Greg's been talking in kind of for the White Sox, if you will, but listen to what he had to say.
Well, that's kind of the hidden argument here that maybe favors Reinsdorf a little bit. Nobody thinks that the National Football League is seriously going to let the Bears move town. So the amount of leverage they have in terms of what they can get, how much the public is willing to contribute, is limited, particularly when Governor Pritzker, who would probably have to sign off on any subsidy deal, has been saying, hey, billionaires don't need help. Why should the public invest? Whereas the Sox have, at least to some degree, a little bit of a credible alternative. They can move out of town. Reinsdorf has said that he doesn't have any plans to move, but at 88, he ain't going to be here too much longer, and his sons might well decide that the financially prudent thing is to move it to other towns, and there are indeed other towns that are seeking a baseball team. So he has a little bit more of a little leverage there, I think, than the Bears do, although the Bears certainly are viewed now as more glamorous and exciting, and, this is showbiz, and in showbiz, the glamorous, exciting project tends to get the public support.
Okay, I mean, I again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that the Bears are leaving Chicago. I don't want the Bears to leave Chicago. I don't even want them to go to Arlington Heights. But I think that there's no danger that they're leaving. I also don't think the Sox are leaving. I think the Nashville thing is a lot of smoke, and there's nothing there. But I think that the Sox probably do need a building, probably do need to prevent them from leaving. I don't know. But the Bears, there's no even attempt. There's not even a hollow threat that they'd go.
No, I don't know. I respect where Greg Hines is coming from. I know it's a big story. I don't see it related to the noon press conference other than the matter of leverage and who's going to get to Springfield first. The White Sox have their own lobbyists.
Who are their lobbyists?
Their lobbyists are, according to Politico.com, they have enlisted Jerry Reinsdorf, John Kelly, longtime advisor and confidant, and John Daly Jr., as their lead lobbyist. So there's this race to get the public funding. But let's be honest here in terms of what that encompasses as well. Jerry Reinsdorf, if we're going to go there, has pledged, according to the Crane story, $200 million toward a building, a stadium project, a ballpark project that is said to cost about $1.25. So that's about one-sixth of what it would take to build the ballpark.
And the Bears are offering half?
And the Bears are offering half.
Although it's twice the money.
But they're also asking for $2.3 billion in public financing. Right. The White Sox, frankly, it's very complicated because it's only a small part. They're the anchor tenant for a bigger project.
Yeah.
It supposedly is $9 billion investment into the South Loop, which would set a record both for the city of Chicago and the state of Illinois in terms of private investment. So you're asking, though, $2 billion for the entirety of the 78 project in terms of public financing, and $2.3 billion from the Chicago Bears stadium lakefront idea. You're talking about $4 billion between the two teams in these two projects in public financing.
Let's do them all. Let's do everything. Well, let's get it all done.
You can, and your grandkids are going to be really regretting that you were on board with this idea. Why did Grandpa want us to struggle in the city?
My fault.
It's your fault.
How did I get dragged into it?
But it's a lot, and people glaze their eyes. And you know what? The unfortunate thing is, we spent 20 minutes talking about it just now. We spent earlier time talking about it, and then the rest of today. If you're a Bears fan, you want to be focused on Caleb Williams throwing to Roma Dunze and figuring out how many games you're going to win next year. Caleb Williams doing whatever he's going to do. You want to celebrate that. You don't want to be distracted by this.
The Bears look like the Chicago lakefront. Come draft day, they've been kissed by God.
to rework
some rhetoric.
As we said, the lakefront can be kissed by God, but the reality needs to smack you in the face at some point.
Let's get to Don. Don's been waiting patiently on the west side. Hey, Don.
Hey, guys, I got a two for today. I just wanted to say, man, with the Justin Fields fans that still lay over, man, they got to look at this from a business aspect, and it's not personal at all, man. Like, the thing is, Ryan Pace's regime or whatever, however you want to call it, they set us back very far. So the Bears could not fully invest in the development of Justin Fields. But, hey, you still got a Chicago Bears football team you have to run. You know, life still goes on. So you can't say, we're limited, so the team got to stop until we're able to catch up to invest in this guy. No, you have to do the best you can. You have to get the salary cap and then do whatever else the business aspect of football is. And then you got to think about your career. You got to think about your family. So the thing is, Justin Fields is probably still going to be a good quarterback. Who knows? But the Bears just didn't have time for him to develop. And then, you're putting your neck on the line too. So, okay, if I'm going to put my neck on the line, then I'm going to put my neck on the line for something that I can fully invest in, something that I can see. You know, it's like buying a car off the lot. You know, you buy somebody else's problem if you go to someone's house and, just trust what they say, as opposed to you go to a lot, brand new, probably 0 miles on it. You know, that's what Caleb Williams is. So, I mean, it's just think, you know what I'm saying? The Bears, you don't think that Ryan Poles would have wanted Justin Fields to become the quarterback he needed him to be? Just think about the multitudes of options he would have with the number one and number nine pick now. Everybody's clamoring over Caleb Williams. Think about how the future would have been set up if Justin Fields would have been the quarterback we needed him to be. So, I mean, I just say stop looking at it from a personal standpoint. It's not personal. The guy's son got Fields' jersey hanging on his wall. So, he said, it's just a business thing, man. So, as fans, let's just move on. There's no sense of hating on Caleb Williams and all of this, and you know, it's nonsense, man. Okay.
Right. Well said, Don. Well said. That's exactly right.
Thanks, Don.
There's no need to worry about anything about last year's model. You got to get in the vehicle that you have, and it's a wonderful one.
Yep, it is.
Got a nice Porsche.
Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670, and you can win a pair of tickets to see Luke Bryan with special guests Bailey Zimmerman, Tracy Lawrence, and Chase Beckham. August 25th at Wrigley Field. Tickets at Cubs.com/Luke Bryan, 312-540-0670.
It's a Layla Wednesday. We'll talk to Dan and Lawrence and Layla next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.